Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd of TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 25, A Confident Witness. Today's focus scripture is taken from Isaiah 43:10, which reads, "You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me." In today's focus scripture, God gave the Israelites two identities. He said that they were his witnesses and that they were his chosen servants. As Christians today, we are also called to be witnesses, but instead of servants, we are now called God's sons and daughters through our faith in Jesus Christ, according to Galatians 4:6. But I want to focus on what it means to be a witness, because knowing this can help you greatly during tough times, including those related to your Christian weight loss goals. As God's witness, that means that you are qualified to testify of him to others about your personal experience with him. This is not book learning. It means that you have had an up-close encounter with him and you have seen his power demonstrated in your own life. Nobody can argue with that because it is your personal testimony. But how can you be a witness to something that you haven't seen? Think about being a witness in a courtroom trial. If you try to testify of what somebody else said, what somebody else saw, or your own theories, then that is not admissible evidence. That court will call it hearsay. You know this from Judge Judy. The court will only admit as evidence that which you personally observed, heard, or experienced. To make you his witness, God has to make the pages of the Bible come alive for you. As he guides you through the trials you face, you come to know his character of love, faithfulness, and long-suffering. You come to know him personally as your Savior, Provider, and Healer. So it is through involving God in your daily life that you come to know and delight in him. You come to rely on him to help you through life. You can't imagine living any other way, and as a result, when you speak to others about God and his son Jesus, the truth and authenticity of your witness will be very persuasive. See your weight loss goals as an opportunity to involve God in the smallest details of your life. And when you lose weight and people ask how you did it, you can tell them about God's faithfulness in helping you get there. Nobody seeks hardships in life, but if they do come, then invite God in and watch him work. He will show himself strong on your behalf, and you can't help but witness to others about what he has done for you. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.